my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I wanna begin. Yesterday, I said happy birthday to Logan Treiber. He was 12 yesterday. Wonderful boy. Today is another grandson, Riley Fanera. It's our daughter's son, Tabitha's son. He's 20 years of age. Riley is in Bible college, a sophomore. He is godly. He's spiritual. He's kind. He's thoughtful. He is everything a papa, a grandfather would want. And Riley, I love you. Nana loves you so very much. Happy birthday to you. And I hope we get to spend some time together today. I love you so much. It's a grand and glorious feeling. There's a good song. We'll play it right now.
I am so glad I heard my Savior gently pleading. Now I'm an errant child of God, I truly know. All the way home, His precious hand is daily leading. It's a grand and glorious feeling as I go.
It's a grand and glorious feeling,
glorious feeling,
grand and glorious feeling.
Just to be
a child of God.
Jesus is mine, and to His hand I'm ever clinging. I am so glad I plunged beneath the crimson flow. As I press on the homeward way, my soul is singing. It's a grand and glorious feeling as I go.
Happy am I along the way to life eternal. Jesus has saved and washed my soul as white as snow. Some of these days I'll reach my wondrous home supernal. It's a grand and glorious feeling as I go.
It's a grand and glorious feeling,
glorious,
grand and glorious feeling.
Just to be
a child of God.
All His love
comes over me stealing,
making my pathway brighter grow as on I plod.
Every day
I'll tell the old story
of His love,
I'll ever sing.
What a
grand and glorious feeling,
glorious
grand
feeling,
and glorious feeling,
just to be walking and to be talking with my King.
With my King.
just to be
walking
and to be
talking
with my King.
Let me say a word today about Golden State Baptist College. Hey, young people, get enrolled today. Get in college. Come to a college, say, well, I don't feel God called me. Well, maybe he hasn't. Maybe you'll get here and you'll feel like he has called you. But if you're going to be a good wife, a good husband, a good Sunday school teacher, a good Christian, come to college. Let God grow you up and learn some things about the things of God. Call us today, 408-988-8881. Here's a song, When Jesus Passed By. I believe you're going to really enjoy the song. So we play it for you right now.
A cripple starts walking, a blind man can't see, a leper is cleansed, and the captive set free. A woman is rejoicing, her son did not die, and all these things happen when Jesus passed by.
When Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, gone are all the heartaches, the troubles and strife.
Just reach out and touch him, and he'll hear your cry.
We'll know something happened when Jesus passed by.
Now I was a beggar in the rags of my sin, unworthy without, and so needy within. Then the King became my Savior, his riches are mine. Child, when Jesus passed by,
when Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, gone are all the heartaches, the troubles and strife.
Just reach out and touch him, and he'll hear your cry.
We'll know something happened when Jesus passed by.
When Jesus passed by,
when Jesus passed by, gone are all the heartaches, the troubles and strife.
Just reach out and touch him, and he'll hear your cry.
You'll know something happened when Jesus passed by. You'll know something happened. You'll know something happened. You'll know something happened.
That's Brother Nichols' family. They have four married kids. They're all serving God. Two of the boys are pastors, and the girls are pastors' wives. They're great, great kids. Great kids. Well, Genesis 34, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, she bare Jacob and went to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hittite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel for my wife. And when Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter, now his sons were with him. Whew. Her brothers are going to get angry, but they're going to play this thing. They're going to be very coy about it. And so they, the dad says, okay, how much dowry you need? How much gift? And I will give you, as you've said unto me, give me your damsel for my wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem, his father deceitfully and said, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister, they said, we cannot do this thing. And he pressed him and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to circumcise you men, and then we're going to give you our daughter. And the saying pleased Tamar. And Hamar hearkened, and every man in the gate, every man was circumcised, and they came to pass on the third day. You know, surgeries are amazing. I talked to Raymond in our church. He broke his leg in four places, the tibia and fibia, both in two places each. And he told me that night, he goes, hey, I feel great, Pastor. I feel really great. They gave me a nerve block, and I don't have any pain or anything. I'm just doing great. I said to myself, well, let's wait a day. Well, the next day he goes, you know, I'm still doing great. He goes, I'm starting to feel a little tingling, but I'm doing great. The third day, he said, I didn't sleep a week last night. Raymond, you're listening right now. You know, you tell me. He goes, I am such pain, Pastor. Well, you don't have four breaks like that without pain. And on the third day, they were so sore. And they came and they slew all the males. And they slew Hamar and Shechem and his son with the edge of the sword. They took Dinah out of Shechem's house. You know, it's an awful thing what Shechem did to their sister. And I'm not saying that he should not have been in prison for life. I think according to the Bible, he should have been killed for what he did. But that's a whole nother subject. But you know, if we're not careful, we take things and matters into our own hands. And that's the story here. I don't know how God would have dealt with this. I don't know what God would have done. And again, I'm not suggesting we don't call the police. I've called the police on every single situation in life in 50 years. I said to our mayor one time, she was a lawyer. A family lawyer. I said, you must think I recommend people to you all the time that I'm just dealing with a wicked church. She goes, you are. She said, you are, because that's what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with wicked people. She's passed away since then, but I'll never forget her saying that. And that's what it was. And they decided how they're going to handle this situation for God. And they took all their wealth and all their wives and all their little ones captive. And they said, should he deal with our sister as a harlot? You dealt wrong with our sister. And yes, they did. And yes, there should have been punishment. And yes, he should have gone life in prison, or they should have, he should have been slain. The court should have passed it down judgment. But they took matters in their own hands, and it just goes from bad to worse. I want you to know today, whatever your problem is, be careful how you handle it. Jacob and Esau handled it wrong, and after 20, 25 years, they finally said, I have enough, I don't need it. They both had enough, but they missed out for 20 or 25 years what they could have had they just trusted God and believed God. And Jacob did not need to be a schemer and a con artist. But God says, your name is now changed. You're Israel. Well, I thank the Lord for all of you. I pray that you have a good day today, a wonderful day. Let God handle your battles. Father, the battle's the Lord's, the word says. Exodus 14:14 tells us exactly how we must trust you in the battles of life. I pray those that are going through difficult days today, that you give great grace, great mercy. And I pray that they'd see victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.